Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in the global military landscape has just been revealed, with India emerging as the world's fifth largest military spender, according to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, or SIPRI. First, let's delve into the details of this report. The SIPRI released its annual military expenditure report on 3 May 2026, which states that India's defense spending in 2025 was $92.1 billion, an 8.9% increase year-on-year. This places India as the world's fifth largest military spender, displacing Saudi Arabia and the UK to enter the top five. The top five countries, the US, China, Russia, Germany, and India, account for 58% of global military spending. What makes this significant is that India's jump is partly attributed to accelerated procurement following Operation Sindoor in May 2025. But why does this matter? Global military expenditure reached $2,887 billion, marking the 11th consecutive annual increase. This trend has significant implications for global security and defense dynamics. So, what exactly changed? The SIPRI report highlights the shifting military spending landscape, with India's increased expenditure reflecting its growing strategic importance. Now, let us turn to another important topic. 3 May is observed as World Press Freedom Day, declared by UNESCO in 1993. The 2026 conference theme is Shaping a Future at Peace. Reporters Without Borders, or RSF, released the 2026 World Press Freedom Index, ranking India 157th out of 180 countries, a six-place drop from 151 in 2025. The RSF cited judicial harassment of independent journalists, application of criminal defamation and national security laws, and concentrated media ownership. Note this carefully, India ranks below Pakistan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh in South Asia. Moving on to the next topic, the Government of India appointed Rohit Jain as Deputy Governor of the Reserve Bank of India for a three-year term, effective 3 May 2026. He succeeds T. Ravi Shankar, whose term ended in April 2026, and was previously serving as Executive Director at RBI. Remember this number, RBI has four deputy governors, with three typically being career central bankers and one from the commercial banking sector. And here is something that surprises many students. On 3 May 2026, the Andaman and Nicobar administration set a Guinness World Record for the tallest underwater human stack, 22.3 meters tall, involving 14 people, including Lieutenant Gunner D.K. Joshi, sustained for 3 minutes underwater. This followed Metu's record for the largest national flag unfurled underwater, a 60-40-meter tricolor at Radhangar Beach, involving 223 divers from the Navy, police, and other agencies. Radhangar Beach is Blue Flag certified, one of 13 Blue Flag beaches in India. Now, let us look at a crucial development in India's defense capabilities. The DRDO conducted the phase 2 trial of India's indigenously developed long-range anti-ship missile, or LRASHAM, from the Odisha coast, targeting a ship in the Bay of Bengal. The missile, a boost-glide hypersonic system, achieved a range of approximately 1,500 kilometers at speeds of up to Mach 10 in its initial boost phase before gliding to the target. This test strengthens India's anti-access area denial capability and the Indian Navy's standoff maritime strike capability. With that background in place, let us examine the environmental implications of another report. The World Resources Institute, or WRI, released its Global Forest Watch report, finding that 4.3 million hectares of tropical primary rainforest are still being lost annually, equivalent to the area of Denmark, at a rate of 11 football fields per minute. This represents a 36% decline from the 2024 peak, largely due to Brazil's 41% reduction in non-fire forest loss under stricter enforcement. However, global loss remains 70% above the pace needed to meet the Glasgow Leaders' Declaration target of halting deforestation by 2030. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The central government appointed Prasoon Joshi, renowned lyricist, writer, and former CBFC chairman, as chairman of Prasar Bharati, India's statutory public service broadcaster, operating Doordarshan and All India Radio. He is expected to assume charge on 4 May 2026. Now, let us turn to a critical issue that has been ongoing for 3 years. 3 May 2026 marks the third anniversary of the outbreak of ethnic clashes in Manipur between Meitei and Kukizo communities, which began on 3 May 2023. The violence left over 250 dead and displaced over 60,000 people. The Thado Inpi Manipur, the apex body of the Thadokuki community, observed the day as a day of peace and prayer, calling on churches and community members to remember victims. The situation in Manipur remains a live constitutional and humanitarian issue under Articles 355, 356, and the 6th Schedule. Moving on to the next topic, the Election Commission of India, or ECI, deployed a QR code-based photo identity card system integrated with its Essenet platform for a three-tier security framework at election counting centers. The system debuted on 4 May for assembly election counting. All authorized personnel, returning officers, candidates, election agents, counting agents must undergo mandatory QR scanning at the inner counting hall. The system replaces older manual ID verification and is to be extended to all future elections. And here is a significant development in India's power sector. India's power grid recorded a peak demand of 256.11 gigawatts on 25 April 2026, a national record. However, the real stress occurs at night, when approximately 150 gigawatts of solar generation goes offline post-sunset while cooling demand from air conditioners during heatwaves remains high, compounded by 18 to 21 gigawatts of coal plant outages. This duck curve problem, falling daytime demand followed by a steep evening ramp, is driving India's Battery Energy Storage System, or BESS, target of 47 gigawatts, plus 27 gigawatts pumped hydro, by 2031-32 under CEA projections. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember this number: India's defense spending in 2025 was $92.1 billion. Note this carefully: the top five countries, the US, China, Russia, Germany, and India, account for 58% of global military spending. The World Resources Institute found that 4.3 million hectares of tropical primary rainforest are still being lost annually. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? These developments have significant implications for India's strategic position, environmental sustainability, and constitutional dynamics. As you prepare for your exams, it is essential to stay updated on these current affairs topics, which can be crucial in understanding the complexities of India's growth and development. In conclusion, these current affairs topics highlight the complexities and challenges that India faces, from its growing military expenditure to its environmental concerns and constitutional issues. As you move forward in your preparation, remember to stay informed and analyze these developments critically, tying them back to their broader significance, geopolitical, environmental, constitutional, or developmental angle as appropriate.